The Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan.
We wish you a Merry Easter. We wish you a Merry...
That's pretty lame.
Come on, Tim. Sing along. It's Easter week.
I don't do Easter songs. Easter hymns I don't do. Sorry.
Easter hymns. That's correct. Or carols.
Easter carols. I don't do Easter carols.
Okay. All right.
We probably just offended a bunch of people right there.
Do you think so?
And we're barely started.
I'm feeling pretty good about that, though.
All right. Keep going.
Today's show, it's the Easter special of the Simply Strategic Show. We have fun and frivolity waiting for you today. So we're glad you're with us, and we'll be right back. Okay, Tim, we're back, and this is the deal. We love this segment. It's only been successful one time, but we love the segment. The segment, what we do is we call somebody we know and love, and we ask them the question,
what are you doing?
What are you doing? That's right. Now, the only person that we've ever actually found doing something that answered the phone was our senior pastor, Mark Beeson.
And we've tried several people across the country since then.
Yes, all over the country, no answer. But we think we're going to have success tonight. We are actually contacting somebody from our ministry team right here at Granger.
Coming back to Michiana.
Church. That's right. We think the Granger may be the key to success.
Also, we may want to note here, this is our first nighttime recording, so maybe that's the key to success.
Oh, this could be, because people may actually be home then when we call.
Available.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So who do you have on the Simply Strategic phone?
I have dialed up the number of Kem Meyer.
Kem Meyer.
Who is?
Director of Communications at Granger Community Church. She has a blog, too. We'll have to ask her about that if we can reach her.
All right. This is going to be fun. We're going to... Oh, it's ringing.
Okay. Let's see if we can reach her.
Simply Strategic ring.
Do you think she has caller ID?
I don't think it'll matter.
You think she'll just pick it?
Hello, Kem Meyer?
Yes?
Kem, you are on a live recording of the Simply Strategic Show. And so we're going to pose the question, what are you doing?
You're setting me up, aren't you?
No. This is for real.
Hi, Kem.
I am in a cheerleader costume. I am choreographed.
Maybe that's all we want to know. Who else is with you? Who else is with you?
My husband.
Oh, that is all we want to know.
He's in a cheerleader costume, too.
Your husband.
Oh, no.
I think we're going to have to edit this.
He's discussing the bike shorts he needs to wear under the outfit.
You're going to have to explain more for our audience.
We are doing a parody of a Saturday Night Live skit, and so we're being the Craig and Ariana cheerleaders.
And what will this be for?
A volunteer celebration on Friday night where we value our volunteers and we cheer them on. So we're writing custom cheers and a little dance to MC Hammer's That's Why We Pray. Instrumental version, of course.
So this is not a normal 9:30 at night kind of thing for you?
Around here it is.
Okay.
The costumes are new. We got them right after the GCC couples retreat.
We just introduced you as the head of our communications and web design, and that doesn't seem like it fits too well.
Well, we'll just see if this makes it on the editing room floor, won't we?
Okay.
Ask her about her blog. I think she has one.
Do you have a blog, Kem? Tony says you might have a blog.
I do.
And tell us about that. Where can we find that?
That's kemmeyer.typepad.com.
And that's Kem with
an E.
With an E, okay.
Ken and Barbie, but Kem.
KEMMEYER.
Typepad.com.
A little country hick there. Blog, and then he links to me.
Oh, very good.
Anyway.
She's sending people to my blog. That's a good thing.
That was even easier. Okay, well, you've been very helpful, and thank you for participating. And what are you doing?
Yeah, have fun.
Success. Only the Granger people. We should just stick with Granger people.
I don't know what other people around the country are doing, but they're never available.
We could just start in the A section of the phone book and start calling people.
just work our way through.
That's right. All right, we'll be right back. Okay, it's the Easter special. I know you love holidays, Tim.
No, well...
See, you have a tear in your eye. I can see.
It's just an itch.
Okay. Well,
this is audio, remember, not video. They didn't see that.
They didn't see that? All right. Well, so Easter's right around the corner, actually, you know, just a couple days from now. And we have a big new series planned. We're launching the Da Vinci Code this weekend. Actually, we mentioned that a few episodes back.
I can't
remember the number, but if you go back to the archives, you'll find a great conversation on the Da Vinci Code. Now, we have to do Easter a little bit different around Granger Community Church, though, because we're expecting a little bit larger crowd than normal. So
yeah.
what's going to be special at Granger this coming weekend?
Well, we're adding a couple services. We, you know, I don't know if this is helpful. I think it could be to other churches, but kind of how we figure Easter crowd is every year we kind of look at January, February attendance, and then what was the Easter attendance that year, and there's a percentage jump there. And anywhere from 60 to 98%, I think, has been our highest jump. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of average that out and take a guess at what we'll have for the Easter attendance and then plan our services according to that. So this year, even though we've doubled our space since last Easter, we're still going to have our normal 5 services. We're going to add 2 more services to that. We think it's possible this year could be our first service, first weekend ever over 10,000. Mm-hmm. We'll be pretty close to that.
Now, to help... We don't do tickets for Easter Sunday. That just doesn't seem appropriate, I guess, that you would make someone get a ticket to come do a service on Easter Sunday. But we do try to encourage people to come to these newer service times in hopefully a creative way. You want to explain what we're doing there?
Yeah. In the past, when we've just kind of said, y'all come to whatever service, we end up with way too many people at those prime times on Sundays. So recently, we've been trying to kind of convince coerce, bribe people to come to services that they might not otherwise check out. And so this year at the 4 o'clock service on Saturday, which is an added service, we don't normally do that.
We don't normally do 4 o'clock.
That's a new one. We are offering, encouraging young families to come. Mm-hmm. And so as an incentive, we're saying, come to the service and enjoy the Easter service. And on your way out, on your way to your car, we're going to give each child a bag of cotton candy.
And that's supposed to be an incentive.
That's the incentive.
You're going to give my kid sugar.
Right.
Lots of it.
Your kid, you don't like the idea, but your kid will talk you into it and you'll be there. It works.
Okay, cotton candy at 4 o'clock. Now, what happens if I come to one of the other services?
Well, 5:30 is a normal service that's usually pretty full, so we're going to leave that one alone.
No incentives for 5:30.
No incentives other than...
great service, hopefully.
And a parking spot.
And a parking spot, okay. And then... 7:30 is our normal time on the normal second service on Saturday, but it's not as full. So
true.
Incentives for that service.
So we're going to encourage people to move into that service as well. And if they come to that service, we've got pizza afterwards, and we're providing the pizza. It's free.
Free pizza.
Free pizza.
Okay.
On Saturday night after the 7:30 service.
Well, that sounds like something that might be appealing to people.
And then we've got this like. Dog ugly early morning Sunday service at 7:15.
That's not a sunrise service, but it's pretty early.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depends on which side of the county you're on.
I guess so.
It could be.
And for that service, if you get up and get going that early, what's the incentive for that?
I think it's like Krispy Kreme donuts or something like that.
Oh, really?
It's something. It's something really good like that. It could be like something else, but...
So 7 services this coming weekend, some incentives at 3 services.
That's
to
right.
Try to spread out the crowd at these newer times and expecting quite a crowd. Now, it's interesting. I don't know if we talked about this the last time we hit on the Da Vinci Code, but we're launching this series on Easter.
Yeah, we are.
Which is, it's a little bit unusual because as I look at churches, they're usually, Easter is the culminating Sunday of a big series leading up to a conversation about the resurrection of Christ, which we'll be talking about, obviously, in our...
We believe that.
We do. We'll be hitting on that, obviously, in the first message of this series, but we're launching a new series. Well, why in the world would we be doing that?
Well, we're trying to capitalize on that Easter crowd. When I grew up, you kind of like didn't look real highly at the Easter crowd because they were there just once a year and they were kind mm-hmm. of in your way and it was a big crowd and it's like, oh, they'll be gone next week.
Right.
Well, we're really looking at them as guests, as people that need the love of Christ. And so we're trying to put that service together in such a way that people will want to come back the next week or they feel like they're missing something. And as we've done this a few times now, we track our return crowd after mm-hmm. Easter weekend. And we keep a large percentage of those people that visit on Easter, and they'll come back because we're launching a series that day, and they're getting in on the ground floor, and they can be there for the next 4 weeks if they choose.
So this year, it's Da Vinci Code.
Last year was Desperate Housewives.
Households.
That was it.
Remember,
Housewives is the TV show.
We can't say that other, yeah. Desperate Households.
Yes.
And then the year before that?
I believe it was Matrix.
I think it was Matrix, yeah. Which one of my favorite all-time services that we've ever had at Granger Community Church, Matrix on Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
It was great.
So we're looking forward to this coming Easter now. Tim, is there anything else unique to the series? I don't know. It's
We're kind of leading up in the service. We'll talk more about this in weeks to come, but we're doing several weeks in a row, and then the finale, the fifth week of this series, we're really going to call people to commitment. And call people to give their lives to Christ. I'm really looking forward to it. I think that's going to be a great weekend.
And again, this is all kind of strategic because you'll remember a few weeks ago we just wrapped up the Pure Sex series, mm-hmm. trying to hit a felt need, obviously, people dealing with marriage relationship and relationships outside of marriage. And we hit that pretty strong for 5 weeks and drew a large crowd. We talked about that. And then jumping right into this new series, where we're going to be focusing on biblical truth and what the Bible has to say about Jesus and all types of other issues that are leading up to this commitment weekend.
That's right.
As you're describing. So it'll be fun to see the impact at the end of the series and of what has really happened over these last 8 to 10 weeks at Granger Community Church.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see what happens.
All right. Well, that's a little bit about Easter at Granger this coming weekend. We're really looking forward to that and are going to enjoy kind of sharing with you some of the highlights once we get beyond this weekend. It should be a fun time.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Simply Strategic Show. I'm Tony. I'm here with Tim. We'll be back in a moment. All right, Tim, it's the Easter season here, and I thought we should do something a little bit non-traditional around our traditional holiday show.
That sounds good because we don't really like holidays.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so this segment is a new segment, and basically the way this is going to work is I am going to name a holiday. You're going to name the first thing that comes to mind.
What's this segment called?
Well, let me explain how it works first,
sorry.
Tim.
I got ahead of
you. Let me go back.
All right.
I'm going to name a holiday.
Holiday.
You're going to name the first thing that comes to your mind.
The first thing that comes to my mind.
You're going to name a holiday.
Holiday.
I'm going I'm going to name the first thing that comes to mind.
To your mind.
The name of the segment is the first thing that comes to your mind.
That's creative. All right, let's do it.
All right.
Okay, go.
St. Patrick's Day.
Shamrocks.
Very good.
Okay, Groundhog Day.
More winter in Granger, Indiana.
That was good.
Oh, then it's my turn.
It's your turn.
What do you call that? Christopher Columbus Day.
There is no such day.
There is.
Pick another one.
October 12th.
You don't know that.
It is too.
It's actually in April. It's on the 24th.
No, that's Flag Day.
Flag Day's in June.
It is.
On my birthday.
You really?
Usually.
I knew there was a reason why I liked your birthday.
Sometimes.
Okay, Flag Day.
Flag Day, my birthday. It's all about my birthday. All right, Labor Day.
Not working.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's my turn again.
This is your game.
This is
You're
really
not very
confusing.
Good at it.
I don't know if this first. I'm thinking maybe the second thing that comes to mind next time.
Okay.
I don't know. What are other holidays are there?
Well, you've missed a few big ones. You need help?
What two? Valentine's Day.
I think of my wife.
Oh, that was a good answer.
Yeah, because I love her a lot.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. All right.
Okay, I'm going to throw one out. Okay. Christmas.
Christmas. First thing that comes to mind, a fat guy in a chimney.
Wow, you could have said the baby Jesus.
Well, just being honest.
Okay, good. Your turn.
The studio audience is saying fireworks. Oh, 4th of July.
4th of July.
I kind of gave away one thought you could have had there.
Family. Yeah, because we usually go together and watch fireworks.
Okay. Now, we could go on forever here.
Only till we ran out of holidays.
Well, I think that's enough.
Dingus Day?
What did you say to me?
Dingus Day.
What's that?
It's a holiday. It's in South Bend, Indiana, at least. We celebrate it. Well, not we, but people do. They get really drunk. I think it's something to do with the day before Lent.
Is this true? The studio audience is shaking their head. I'm impressed that you knew that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Very good, Tim.
What's the first thing that comes to mind then, now that you know?
Just how brilliant you really are.
That's really good. That's a good way to end.
All right. Well, that was the first thing that comes to your mind. And I'm sure you're thinking that, so we'll quit the segment. We'll be right back. All right. Well, there's nothing like a holiday show for the Simply Strategic Show, Tim.
No, we had a good time.
And it was pointed out to me during the bumper music that we missed at least one important holiday coming up.
I think they were talking about you. You missed it because I was coming up.
You
with holidays.
Were well versed in holidays.
I was.
Those that we didn't even know about. By the way, Christopher Columbus Day is an actual holiday.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So Mother's Day is coming up.
Is it October 12th? Really?
October 12th. You check it up.
I'm going to check it up. Check it up.
Two.
So what's coming up?
Mother's Day.
Yeah. When I think of Mother's Day, I think of I got to buy presents from the kids, from me, from my mom, from my wife. It's a present-filled day.
I think of overcooked broccoli.
Okay.
This has been the Simply Strategic Show. We'll be back next week.
Hi, everybody. This is Peter Cottontail, and you've been listening to the Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan. For more information, log on to wildchurches.com. Copyright 2006.